One sat alone beside the highway, begging. His eyes were blind, the light he could not see. He clutched his old rags and shivered in the shadows. Then Jesus came and bade his darkness flee. When Jesus comes.
From Corpus Christi, Texas, it's time for the Family Altar Program with Evangelist Lester Roloff.
When Jesus comes, all the tears are dried away. For he takes the glove.
And now for a continuation of yesterday's message, here is Brother Roloff.
For all is changed when Jesus comes to stay.
Now, I don't mind the right kind of fireworks. I believe we're fixing to see, because we're going to see God come walking across the battlefield. You watch and see. We're going to see a demonstration of God's grace and power. Now, we waited a long time, but the Lord is going to reveal himself and make bare his mighty arm. And so, he goes on up to the hill, and he takes his son. He didn't have to explain. You don't find him explaining to his son, do you? See? You don't need a lot of explanations. We just need a revelation. He could have gotten his son, and they could have had a great crying party before they left. And he probably, I don't know, even told Sarah. Sarah didn't put up any fight about it, did she? He could have gone in and said, "Now then, Sarah, I might as well tell you. I just heard from heaven, and the message's not too good. I've got to go with Isaac, and I've got to offer him as a burnt sacrifice. Burnt offering. I mean, I'm going to have to take him up there." And, of course, Sarah, you know, and she could have cried and whined, and but she didn't. And so far as I know, they just went on up there. And she didn't even go along. God didn't want her to go along. That was between Abraham and Isaac. And, I'm thinking, salvation is between God and his son. Wasn't anybody there that we know of? But God, and he so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. He spared not his own son, but freely gave him up for us all. And so, there they are. Isaac didn't ask any questions till he got up there and got ready for the sacrifice. Abraham didn't explain anything to him. He could have said, "Now, son, you know that we're going up there and I'm to kill you." No, he didn't do that. He just went right along with him. And he got up there, and then he got the knife ready, got the wood ready. Isaac was on the old rugged cross, so to speak. And the hand was coming down. The old butcher knife was getting a little closer. And the Lord said, "You can stay your hand now. That's far enough." You'd say, "I believe maybe Abraham was weeping and trembling." No, the Bible said he'd already accounted that God was able to raise him up from the dead, from whence he already had received him in a figure. You see, faith doesn't question the wisdom of God. And so, he just said, "Now, I'll go ahead and kill him, because I know if he's to be the father of a great nation, then we're fixing to have a resurrection right out here. I'm not going to take a dead boy home and bury him. He's going to be alive." Because he already told him, he said, "Now, y'all stay here. And me and my son are going on up there, and we're coming back." Yeah, he said, "We're coming back. We'll be back in a little while. I'm going up there to kill my boy. But as soon as he gets resurrected, I'll bring him on back." Amen? Brother, that's faith I'm talking about today. Now, we don't have any more to worry about than Abraham did. And if God raised Isaac, and let me say this. And this is personal maybe, but to me the home is the Isaac of my old age, if I ever get old. And Abraham was 100 and some odd years old. Abraham, I imagine, was 120 or 130 years old, somewhere along there. And God said, "You willing to give me Isaac?" He said, "Yes, sir." He said, "I'll give him back to you." Now, the devil hates every home we have, and that's good. You see, when the devil hates something, that's just his nature. It's his nature to hate. God loves, the devil hates. And so he said, I'll raise him up. Right, he stopped him from killing him, but he could have raised him up. Turn to Matthew, please, chapter 9, and we're going to go to some sacred soil. The workers will remember this. I'm going back to the manger where Rebecca got born. We're going to go back to the old birthplace. And it's found in the 9th chapter. And beginning, if you will, verse 22 to introduce us. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. Now you know what happened, don't you? The man came and said, I need you right away. But there was so much to do on the way that he didn't get there when they thought he ought. But he finally made it, and he came into the ruler's house. I want you to notice the ruler didn't tell the king what to do or when to do it. He invited him to come. Now, this ruler had much authority, no doubt. And when he came to Jesus, he said, I've got a real problem at home. A little daughter, very seriously ill. Come. And Jesus said, all right. But along the way, he met this woman that had been ill so long and said, I'd like to touch him. And Jesus said, I'm touchable. I like that. I'm glad you can touch him. No matter who you are, where you're from, he'll let you touch him by faith. And that's all she needed was a touch. And so he came on into the house, and this is where one night or morning between the hours of 1 and 4, when God said, I want you to go back to Texas and get a place. And this is the verse right here. He said, give place or get a place and work. You know, before then, we'd just been putting them here and putting them there. And I remember a number of little old houses we'd get, and some little old girl would get in trouble. And I said, all right, we'll try to look after you. And so we did. But the Lord said on that morning, I want you to get a place. You give place. She's not dead. The maid's not dead, but sleepeth. And they did what? They laughed him to scorn. But when the people were put forth, he went in and took her by the hand, and the maid arose. And the fame hereof went abroad into all that land. And that's one thing that's hurt us. It's just got so famous. But that's one thing that's helping us, too. People know what's been done. I mean, this thing's gone across this nation. I've gotten calls from California to Virginia on the East Coast, west to east, and all the way from the Great Lakes and to down in the Rio Grande Valley where old Mexico started. You see, he came and said, she's not dead. You make place. And so he went in for the resurrection, and she rose again, took her by the hand, and the Bible said that the maid arose, and the fame went abroad into all that land. This is the thought. Haven't there been a lot of little maids been taken by the hand? Jesus took them by the hand and raised them up. They're living today. And so the little girl lived. Turn to Luke. Chapter 7. Verse 11. 7 and verse 11. This is another trip to the cemetery. Came to pass the day after that he went into a city called Nain, And many of his disciples went with him, and much people. Now, when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said unto her, weep not. And he came and touched the bier, and they that bare him stood still. And he said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak, and he delivered him to his mother, and there came a fear on all, and they glorified God, saying that a great prophet is risen up among us, and that God hath visited his people. Now, I believe that when God performs the miracle and gives victory, I believe that it'll bring the fear of God on unbelievers. We need that. We need a revival. Now, we're not going to make the people respect God. God can. But God can so use us. This thing is nationwide, and public sentiment is for us, but nothing has been done. God's going to do it. And then people are going to respect God. And the fear of God's going to come in the lost people's lives. And then they're going to come to see that they need the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn with me, please, to the book of Acts, chapter 9. The book of Acts, chapter 9, and verse 36. This is a picture of a very useful and wonderful lady. And we'll have to hasten and close the message. Now, there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and alms deeds which she did. I'm just trying to show you that God must love this little girl. They got over there and they said, you know, this woman's done so much good. Just look at all the things, why, just full of good works and alms deeds, which she did. It came to pass in those days that she was sick and died, whom when they had washed, they laid her in an upper chamber. And for as much as Lydda was nigh to Joppa, and the disciples had heard that Peter was there, they sent unto him two men, desiring him that he would not delay to come to them. Then Peter rose and went with them. When he was come, they brought him into the upper chamber, and all the widows stood by him weeping and showing the coats and garments which Dorcas made while she was with them. But Peter put them all forth and kneeled down and prayed, and turning him to the body said, let me stop there long enough to say, he didn't make much of a public show off about what he did. He said, y'all step outside, please. I want to have a private consultation with heaven. I believe I can pray a little better if y'all just step outside. And so he said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up, and he gave her his hand and lifted her up, and when he had called the saints and widows, presented her alive. Didn't call the sinners. They wasn't around, were they? And it was known throughout all Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. And brother, I'm trying to get something over to you this morning. When God performs the miracle that he's about to perform, somebody's going to believe. Amen. And that's the purpose of it, and that'll glorify the Lord. Now turn with me, please, to Mark chapter 5. Looks like we're going to touch on
all of the Gospels, that is, the Synoptic, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Mark chapter 5 and verse 35. We're going to begin reading verse 34. Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace, and be whole of thy plague. Now verse 35. While he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? Might as well let him alone now. Now then, I want you to get to 36th verse. This refers to what we've already spoken about. As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. And I close the message today asking you, can you just believe only? Didn't say work at it. Said just only believe. Now notice something else that happened in this case. And he suffered no man to follow him save Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue and seeth the tumult and them that wept and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, he saith unto them, why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and the mother of the damsel and them that were with him, and entered in where the damsel was lying. Took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, Talitha Cumai, which is being interpreted, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And then his favorite words, straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years. And they were astonished with a great astonishment. Now verse 43, and I'm closing. He charged them straightly that no man should know it. I wonder how they could keep from finding it out. And commanded that something should be given her to eat. Go fix something for her to eat. Now this morning, we've discussed with you the wonderful power of God over death, sickness, sacrifice, and everything's going to come out all right. Only believe. Bow your heads while we pray. Our Father, no matter how many needs we may face, we'll never need more than Christ. And remind us once again that when we have Christ as our Savior, we have all that we'll ever need in Him. In Him we live and move and have our being. And in Him all things hold together. And Father, just help us to be grateful for the privilege of being in Him. We pray that we may see that Christ in you is the hope of glory. We thank Thee for these wonderful years of service in the past. And we thank Thee for what the future is going to show us and hold for us. Because we believe Jesus is going to walk in the future as well as with us now. And Father, as we sing this invitation song today, we pray that more believers may be added unto the Lord. We pray that soon the minute will come when these doors will be open again for all who need to come. We pray that that will come to pass, and we'll praise You for it and thank You for it. In Jesus' sweet and wonderful name, amen. Let's stand together as we sing, please. Just as I am, without one plea. If there's a sinner here today, that's never been saved, or if there's somebody here that's been saved, you've never made a public profession of faith, followed Christ in baptism, but you'd like to do that and be obedient. You come while we sing the first stanza now. Just as I am without one thing, but that who was saved before me.
Fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunge in that blood, lose all their guilty stains, lose all their guilty stains. That blood, the dying thief rejoiced to see that fountain in his day, and there may I, though vile as he, to wash all my sins away, to wash all my sins away,
wash all my sins away, and then may I go by the sea, wash all my sins.
My Jesus, I love thee. I know thou art mine. For thee, O love of sin, I resign. My gracious Redeemer. My Savior. Art thou. If ever I love thee.
We are delighted that you joined us today for the Family Altar program with Evangelist Lester Roloff and the message, Peace Shall Rise Again. To receive this message on a CD, ask for offer number RO-3453-3453. And to help us cover shipping and handling, we ask for a gift of at least $10. We like to have today's date when you write and also the call letters to this radio station. Here's the address, the Roloff Evangelistic Enterprises, Post Office Box 1177, Corpus Christi, Texas, 78403. And to use your credit card, call toll-free, 1-800-772-7507. With Christmas rapidly approaching, our special offer this year is An Old-Fashioned Christmas by the Rebecca Choir and Brother Roloff reading The Christmas Story. Plus, While He Thought, a message about Joseph and Mary
at the time of Christ's birth. Some of the most familiar songs are, O Come Let Us Adore Him, O Come All You Faithful, and many, many more. We accept credit cards by calling 1-800-772-7507 or write us at the Roloff Evangelistic Enterprises, Post Office Box 1177, Corpus Christi, Texas 78403. Now, to receive the music and the message, include at least $15 for the offer. That's $15. And the offer number is RO335-12. Or again, the offer is An Old-Fashioned Christmas, offer number 335-12. And include a gift of at least $15. Our toll-free number is 1-800-772-7507. And the address is the Roloff Evangelistic Enterprises, Post Office Box 1177, Corpus Christi, Texas, 78403. This is Gene Price, hoping that you all will have a wonderful holiday season, that you can worship and praise Him for His many, many blessings.
The strangers to God, His grace and His love, were gathered by blue Galilee, to listen with joy to words from the lips of the stranger who sat by the sea. They came and they were blessed. He gave the weary rest. He made the blinded eyes to see. He fed the hungry soul, and He made the wounded whole by the waters of blue Galilee. They sat at His feet and they looked in His face, content in His presence to be, for no one before had cared for their souls like the stranger who sat by the sea. They came and they were blessed. He gave the weary rest. He made the blinded eyes to see. He fed the hungry soul, and He made the wounded whole by the waters of blue Galilee.